you know, every now and then you've got to put your feet up and remember it's a weekend. And what do? Think about a drink. Think about this afternoon. Think about what's for lunch. Think about what's for dinner. And so that's what we'll be doing today. We are talking Chardonnay. Chardonnay, and my favorite sommelier is here with us, Michael Chen, who is a Tsukhasan sommelier, group sommelier. Hello, Michael. Nice seeing you again.
Good morning, Pamela.
So we're talking, we always talk wine with you, but today we're talking Chardonnay.
Ooh. Absolutely.
I love this because Chardonnay doesn't discriminate, right? It's not one of those wines that says, well, you know, I refuse to play with other people. It's a very accommodating wine.
Indeed, indeed. Chardonnay is one of those great grapes of the world, and it has multi personality. When one look at it, it can produce a dry white wine. It can produce a very rich style of white wine. It can also produce lovely sparkling wine. Mm. Think of champagne. Think of the great wines from all over the world. They all use Chardonnay as the basis, either for sparkling or for really classy white wine, simply because Chardonnay in itself is a very neutral grape. It lends a lot of finesse, a lot of elegance. But above all, it's about freshness. Mm. But too often, Chardonnay can be confusing in a way to the consumer or to the general public. When they think of Chardonnay, they think straight away of wood. They think that the wine is heavy.
Yes.
They think that the wine is too powerful, which is not really the case. And today what we're seeing is we see Chardonnays that really reflect and translate the site and the area where they are grown.
It is one of those grapes, as you said, which adapts very easily to climate, to a specific area and region, and is easy to transform. I'm wondering what you're looking into the future now. I want you to look into your crystal ball, and I wonder what the future of Chardonnay is going to be with climate change.
Indeed, indeed. It's one of those varieties that actually have adapted all over the world. When you think that there are over 10,000 varieties of grapes all around the world, it's one of those few varieties. It's been around for the last 2,000 years. It started somewhere in Europe, make its name in Burgundy and in Champagne about 100 years ago. And what we're seeing is wherever it has been transplanted and grown, it has always lent itself to produce greatness. Mm. But true, global warming, climate change is a threat to viticulture worldwide. And what we're seeing is there's new sites being discovered. Vineyards are going higher and higher, cooler and cooler. And away from the ocean, with the exception of a few areas like New Zealand or Chile or Patagonia. That's where they can still stay close to the ocean, whereas the rest of the world's going in altitude. Who knows? Maybe in 100 years, we'll see Chardonnay vineyards in Johannesburg. We are one of the highest cities in the world.
That's true.
And if you think about it, we are the same level as Mendoza in Argentina.
Nice.
And Argentina have a thriving wine industry. And when we look at the pattern of our climate change is impacting across the world, it's moving eastward rather than westward.
Yes.
So who knows?
That is such an interesting insight. And the snobbishness that comes with people who do consume wine, as you said, you know, no longer the snobbishness of saying it has to be wooded, only 100% wooded. I mean, we're getting quite versatile, which means that we finally getting to a point where we're accepting technological ways of developing the wine.
Absolutely, absolutely. What we're seeing today is consumers is, yes, at a time we were taught to believe that great wines need to see wine needs to be rich and full-bodied. However, what we've seen over the years is actually wine is about a reflection of not only the side, but it's about expression of fruit.
Mm.
And expression of fruit means that a wine shouldn't taste of wood, shouldn't taste of oak. It's about the generosity
say
of texture.
Say that again? I can't believe you just... Somalia just said that? You just said that. You just said that it shouldn't be about the oak. It shouldn't be about the wood.
Correct. Correct. Wood was not meant to be consumed in first place.
Oh,
we eat fruit. We love fruit. We love aromas. And wood in itself is
people have got daggers out for you, Miguel. I am not going to protect you. I think people are sitting here saying, what is he on about? So are you saying that is really interesting? So there is that move. There is that move where wine producers are saying, well, it's actually not about that. It's not about that. We should experience the grapes as pure as possible, as untainted as possible, and that's the move away from the wood.
Indeed, the key word is purity.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing is when you think about wood was used in the days probably 300 years ago to transport wine.
Yeah.
It was never meant to age wine.
Oh.
And from there has been a confusion where, okay, if it's in barrel, it tastes better, it's richer, and it's be more expensive. But that's not the case.
Oh, my word. This is really wonderful. So, So South Africa is also good. We're good with our Chardonnays, and we're good with pure Chardonnays, which is quite great. But I mean, Chardonnay works well with other blends, right? So your combination that works really, really well?
Well, you see Chardonnay being blended well with Pinot Noir as a white one, which is very popular locally. But also, if we look at the quality and the style of Chardonnay in South Africa, they are world-class.
Yes.
However, did you realize that 40 years ago, there was not much Chardonnay in the country?
Yes,
it only appears in the early 80s when the rest of the world's been growing it for over 80 years, 100 years. Mm. And France, obviously, over 2,000 years since the Romans arrived in France. And what we're seeing is Chardonnay itself, and especially the Cape Chardonnays, right now they are amongst the best in the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt. Listen, it's wonderful talking to you.
Thank you.
I just want your pick. I want one pick, South African, please. The very best Chardonnay,
Hamilton Russell Vineyard.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks very much, Michael, who is our group sommelier at Sohosan. He's fantastic. Really. He'll be back here in a month's time.